standing in the middle of the living room with a great big new shiny bike, very pleased.
Look what I got for $20.
Freck.
What is it?
Barris.
A bike. A 10-speed racing bike, virtually brand new. I saw it in the neighbor's yard and asked about it, and they had 4 of them, so I made an offer of $20 cash, and they sold it to me.
Colored people.
They even hoisted it over the fence for me.
Luckman.
I didn't know you could get a 10-speed nearly new for $20. That's amazing what you can get for $20.
Donna.
It resembles the one the chick across the street from me had that got ripped off about a month ago. Now, they probably ripped it off, those black guys.
Arctur.
Hey, sure they did. If they got 4 and selling it that cheap.
Donna.
You ought to give it back to the chick across the street from me if it's hers. But anyhow, you should let her look at it to see if it's hers.
Barris.
It's a man's bike, so it can't be.
Frack.
Why is it 10 speeds when it's only got 7 gears?
Barris, astonished.
What?
Freck, going over to bike and pointing.
Look, 5 gears here, 2 gears here at the other end of the chain. 5 and 2.
When the optic chiasm of a cat or a monkey is divided sagittally, the input into the right eye goes only into the right hemisphere. And similarly, the left eye informs only the left hemisphere. If an animal with this operation is trained to choose between 2 symbols while using only 1 eye, later tests show that it can make the proper choice with the other eye. But if the commissures, especially the corpus callosum, have been severed before training, the initially covered eye in its ipsilateral hemisphere must be trained from the beginning. That is, the training does not transfer from one hemisphere to the other if the commissures have been cut. This is the fundamental split-brain experiment of Myers and Sperry, 1953, Sperry, 1961, Myers, 1965, Sperry, 1967.